fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 12th day of January, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's still legal in all 50 states, even the District of Columbia, believe it or not. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. I've had a number of women at public events thank me for mentioning this because, well, they're in their husbands. They just simply not thought about it before. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of stocking up and you don't have a clue what to get, talk to the ladies. They will give you detailed instructions and buy these items in case lots. You'll save some money. All right, moving on from there, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution, a company manufacturing a complete line of high-quality water filters, including one we like to talk about the most, the countertop Ready Pure stainless steel water filter, which instead of the very fragile spigot that is on Berkey's, we have a solid metal spigot that will probably last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself,
sir? Oh, that's great. I'm recovering from a little stomach issue, but I'm sure it was just something that I ate. You know, speaking of eating foods, I saw an article, I think it was yesterday, how, you know, Bill Gates was planning to infect a lot of the food supply with this mRNA formula, you know, of different sorts. I thought that was pretty interesting. Makes a lot of sense, you know, when you understand their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some news here. I've been talking about this occasionally, off and on. Parents, school districts are now screening high school athletes for heart conditions. There's been so many young athletes, apparently strong, healthy young men and women, that just simply drop over dead, that it's become an issue. Or treating as if it's normal, that all of a sudden this is normal to find out if a teenager has a heart condition. It's not normal at all, is it?
No. And I think in general, I think our population is being experimented on and has been for a long time. And I think, you know, for the last 30 or 40 years, they've been developing this agenda, you know, what I call a slow kill agenda. And I think we've seen it, you know, in foods. We've seen it in ingredients that are added to foods. You've got, you know, all the toxic flavor enhancement, you know, chemicals that have been introduced over the last 30 or 40 years. And, you know, after a while, it takes its toll. And I think we're seeing that now. And, you know, we'd like to categorize all of these things and say, well, we'll put them in this box, you know, called the vax injection. And I think it's probably that in concert with a lot of other things that have been going on for quite some time, which have continued to erode away at the immune system. And this is why, you know, eating the proper foods and drinking energized water is so significant, because the body's designed really to take care of itself if it has the tools and the nutrients and the energy to do it. And I think so much of what we're exposed to today kind of works against the body, you know, including a lot of the so-called remedies and pharmaceutical products we see continue. I mean, it's not a week that goes by where there isn't some lawsuit being settled by the drug company because they've destroyed this organ or that organ. You know, this week it was a tens of millions of dollars settlement against Pfizer company because they, you know, destroyed a woman's liver with one of their diabetic, you know, products that they've been marketing for some time. And that's why I always laugh, you know, when people ask me, they say, well, you know, has your equipment been lab tested? And I like to say to them, well, you know, considering you can spend $30,000 or $40,000 to do that effectively, you're still only getting a reading of, you know, what happens with that water one day, one time. You know, in this particular instance, it really means nothing moving forward because you've got the municipalities dumping all kinds of chemicals on a continuing basis, you know, into the water supply. And of course, you know, they're not always buying from the same sources. So those ingredients are changing. So the makeup of the water that you have coming into your house could be very different this year than it was last year. And when they send out their annual reports, you know, these municipalities, I'm sure they pick and choose, you know, which the best reading is to send it. We're starting to get those now. We never did before here at the house in our small little community, talking about how this ingredient is now prevalent, you know, beyond the norm in the water supply. Meanwhile, all these norms that they set, you know, are low bar readings, you know, for what these toxins actually do. And the real fact is this, okay, I believe in toxin removal and I believe it's important, but I think the energy pattern, the frequency pattern, the way that water is handled is probably far more significant in the body than the presence or lack of it of toxins. Because the body's designed and always has been to remove a lot of this stuff, but it can't do anything if it doesn't have, you know, the homeostatic levels it needs to regulate the immune system. And that's why, you know, we have to look back to ourselves. It's a personal responsibility issue, I think, at this point. You know, if people are not, you know, responsible for their own water that they put into their body and their own equipment and their own treatment in their house, they're making a big mistake. Because I don't think we can leave anything up, you know, to the public supply at this point, whether it be food, water, or anything else for that matter. I mean, it's just, it's gotten so bad. I mean, they've got this Davos meeting coming out now next week again, you know, for the World Economic Forum. What an evil group. I couldn't believe when I reviewed that list of the attendees, you know, the other day, to see a lot of names that you would think wouldn't be involved in this shenanigans, but they're going as well, you know, and I guess I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she was pro, you know, our new speaker, which I found shocking. And now she's backpedaled on the election. Now she's saying that, well, you know, the current president was elected properly. I'm thinking to myself, boy, I tell you, you know, they chip away at these. It doesn't matter how constitutionally minded these Congress people and senators are when they first get on the scene. It doesn't take long to convert them over, you know, through various pressure mechanisms. Right, that's Kirk, the sickness that we have, you know, right now in D.C.
We got Mark in Illinois. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. John, when you mentioned just a second ago about how, hey, it's normal that these kids are going to have heart conditions or whatever, it kind of just sprung up this notion that I know most people are going to say, oh, you're taking it out of context. But it's interesting. Isn't there, and I'm not that versed in the Bible, but isn't there a Bible passage that says during the end times, something will happen and men's hearts will fail them. You understand what I'm saying? Do you see where I'm getting at, right?
Right, right. Well, men's hearts are failing as well as women's, but go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So what's the rest? I mean, I'm sure, Kirk, I know you're kind of up to speed on a lot of biblical stuff. What is that passage? You know?
I don't know offhand. I think you're right. Not sure whether, you know, the Bible was referencing, you know, the actual organ, you know, or the heart energy itself. Probably both. I mean, I think, you know, that's one of the interesting things about the Bible is that you can look at verses and they mean so many different things in so many different ways. But, you know, there's certain truths that in my mind are undisputable. And, you know, one is that our main focus should be on God and on Jesus Christ and on his saving grace. And a lot of these things that we see today are designed to distract us away from that. In fact, everything that we see today is designed to distract us away from
that. That quotation is Luke 21, verse 26. Men's hearts fail them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So that's what they're talking about there.
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, that's taken out of context and this and that. But I also think that we have been through the multiple translations and this and that. I want to say, like, a lot of Bible prophecy and teachings are a little bit misunderstood, even by the most scholarly individuals in the field. Now consider this real quick. If mankind supposedly has free will, then why did if all these people have taken these shots and they're going to die, I mean, here's the thing, like, wouldn't you think that, hey, I kind of know better, but then I still took the shot anyway? So my proposal is, I don't think man really has, if Revelations is going to play out, which we think it seems like it will, then all these people have to take the shot. They don't have free will. They have a destiny. And if you have a destiny, you don't have free will. I think a lot of the teachings in the Bible might be with good intention, but may have led a lot of people astray from what reality actually might be, even though their heart's in the right place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Mark, I recommend a book, and for you and all the listeners, the title of it is The Naked Bible by Mauro Biglino, B-I-G-L-I-N-O, who is a Bible translator who has worked in the past for the Vatican, worked for high-level Jewish rabbis, and he's well-respected in that area of correctly translating the Bible. Anything else, Mark?
No, I'll let you go because I know you probably got other callers, but take care.
We do. Thank you. Our next caller is Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, John. Hey, I was in downtown Weston yesterday in Lewis County. They have a bunch of historical plaques around. So I was walking to the post office and I came across the historical plaque about the building across from the post office. It was the first bank in West Virginia, I believe it was. They had $30,000 in gold coins. And in 1863, Union soldiers showed up and took $27,000 of it and to start the state of West Virginia, because West Virginia did not exist at the time.
Right.
And it was West Virginia is the only state formed by presidential decree. So I thought to myself, all these people in Northern California, why can't the president declare them a state by presidential decree? Why can't the people in Eastern Oregon be declared a state by presidential decree? What do you think?
Well, these things, legal matters, usually are based on precedence, and when you have precedence, that gives you what's called standing to move forward and repeat what was done in the past. So that certainly is a possibility.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. And yeah, okay, let's see, the West Virginia begins with the 1861 Wheeling Convention, an assembly of Northwestern Virginian Southern unionists who aimed to repeal the ordinance of secession that Virginia made during the Civil War. The citizens of that part of Virginia were rebelling against the rest of Virginia, is basically what that was, and wanting to remain in the Union. Okay. Kirk, do you have any specials or new products or anything you need to give us an update on? Hello, Kirk.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
For the month of January, we now have $150 off on the ReadyPure device, which is a phenomenal savings. It's about a 30% discount. That's just for the John Moore listeners. And so this is a great time to get ready, you know, with the ReadyPure, and to stock up even some extra to have on hand, because what an excellent barter item that makes. And I want to remind everybody, too, that we're the only company out there that actually manufactures an antioxidant cartridge that couples to that ReadyPure gravity fed unit, which allows you to create not only clean water, but clean water that has the right energy and antioxidant value through the use of these lower cartridges. So those are available too on our website. How is your website going, John? Have you got things squared away there?
Well, it's about 95% done. We have some, have to get the real estate part done, a couple little things here and there. Our archives are getting caught up incrementally. It'll be a while for the archives. We haven't had archives posted on Rumble and Brighteon since mid-December. But hopefully before this week's over, we'll be getting caught up on those also.
Interesting. Interesting. You know, I heard another podcast this week. They were talking about how they really feel, based on what they've seen with their web results, that Rumble is now doctoring, you know, with the website, and doing a little bit of censoring and cutting back on likes and things like that. I thought that was very interesting. You know, we've all thought all along that all these web companies are separate entities and they can control what they do and how they do, and yet they all rely, you know, on the same internet technology. And, you know, what if they're really not separate? They're only separate the way we look at it, and they can actually all be easily controlled from one central point. And I believe that's probably the case. So it's something to think about, hopefully.
Well, we've been concerned about Rumble from the get-go, and so far it's been okay. Of course, Brighteon was set up by Mike Adams. There's not going to be any censorship there, I don't believe, ever. So, hopefully, Brighteon will continue as a censor-free platform there. Well, I need to ask, when it comes to the ReadyPure countertop, are they in stock, ready for immediate shipment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we've got a gigantic reorder arriving soon. And so we're well stocked, you know, for 2023 and beyond. And we were able to negotiate, you know, better pricing on some of those main parts, which is how we can offer this discount.
Okay. Well, everybody likes a discount, don't they?
I think so. I think we're observing, you know, the value of the money shrinking. I mean, you know, a dozen eggs is now over $5. In many locations, it's $6 in some of the cities. And to me, that's just incredible. And, you know, real foreshadowing of what we're going to see here with food pricing. And, you know, keep in mind, folks, that as the food pricing is increasing, very often the quantity of the packaging is decreasing. And we know that the quality of that food is also very suspect, you know, in many ways.
Yeah, and, check the dates. Check the dates. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John and Kurt. And John, I wanted to congratulate you on your recent marriage.
Thank you.
And wish you and your new bride many happy days and nights coming in the future. I'm calling about the gentleman that called about the Bible and commenting on that. It looks like
okay. Well, we'll get to your comment after the break, Charlie. After the break, we'll get to your comment. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
By Water Revolution with an excellent $100 discount on each piece of equipment you get from Water Revolution. And they have a panel near the bottom of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Charlie, during the break, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, says you're one of her favorite colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, how about that?
You know, John, I don't know what it was you did to convince that wonderful woman to marry you, but whatever you did, you must have pulled the wool over her eyes pretty well. But tell her I'm sure glad to have her as a fan, and I'm wishing her and you both happy days.
Let's get on to your comment. What is that, sir?
Yes, I wanted to comment on the gentleman that called, and he was talking about free will.
Right.
And the idea that we men aren't free, and I, you know, there's a whole philosopher, a biblical, in the past, I think it was Calvin, who studied that issue, and he actually argues that there's not such thing as free will, but if he wants to look into that, I would suggest he read some Calvin. I personally don't buy it, because in the Bible we have the history. God always gave chances to the people. You know, when he was going to make a proclamation on Israel, he would say, you know, you'll be blessed if you do this, but you will be cursed if you don't do this and you do other things. And he always gave the nation of Israel choices. And I think that's what we'll find here in this, with the book, some of the end time prophecies. And some, by the way, there are people who claim that there are two different versions of the book of Revelations, and one are kept in the archives in the Vatican. I don't know how true that is, but I have read it, and that there are people that claim to have seen it. But he always gives us choices. And I believe that's the case with the book of Revelation, that we have two choices. You know, if we make the right choices, if we turn away from our sins here in this nation, if we turn away from becoming a nation of constant war, supporting our war machine, if we turn away from abortions and the killing of the innocent and things, I believe we could change our future as a nation, because I believe God judges nations. And as to how well and productive they are, that's how they're going to be judged, and that's how they will, you know, we basically create our own destiny by our own actions and what we do on this earth, is what I'm saying. So I wanted to comment on that. Well, I wanted to also just make a quick comment on the thing yesterday with when the radar went down and the flights had to be grounded. You know, that happened to Canada, too, as well. I don't know if you know about that. It happened at the same time in Canada. And
oh, yeah, it was big news. It was national news. Of course, I know about it.
Yeah, and the Canadians said that their report said it wasn't related to anything having to do with ours. In other words, they were saying they didn't believe that there was any connection between theirs going down and ours going down. So that makes it kind of suspicious to me that maybe there was some kind of like test or something like that from some foreign country or something perhaps maybe going on. I don't know. I always look to be, you know, I'm kind of paranoid about these kind of things. I always, you know, look for a conspiracy theory and behind every tree and bush. But I think there may have been something too that maybe we were being tested by some country somehow. Because why would Canada's go down at the same time? And they say themselves they didn't think it had anything to do with our system. There was no interconnection between the two. So,
well, I doubt we'll find out the truth unless there's a FOIA request, and that would, of course, take several months typically for a FOIA request to get any results back. I would lay the blame at the feet of the communist Chinese with no evidence, but that would be my first guess.
Okay. Well, thank you, and tell your wife I said hello. And
I'll
best
that.
Wishes
She's
for both of
right
you.
Right now. Thank you, Charlie.
Enjoy. Okay. Bye-bye.
The call number is 512-248-8252. We've got a break coming up in less than 2 minutes. Well, Kirk, getting back to what we started talking about, I'm going to see if I can find it here. There's a organization that is doing this heart testing. Let's see here. Heart screenings. Here we go. They have a website, of course, and there's an organization behind it as well. Let's see if we can get down to where this is. Well, I'll find that during the break. But ScreenYourTeens.org, that's the name of the organization, ScreenYourTeens.org, attempting to normalize, that's the important thing, normalize the concern that healthy, athletic teenagers have heart conditions that need to be looked for. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running pretty close to full speed. The things you're used to seeing are there right where they always have been. Thank goodness it's been a challenge. I like to mention the COVID-19 section. This is a matter, literally, a matter of life and death. And we have more than 200 videos and audios there about COVID-19, the COVID clot shot. They're numbered 1 through 200 plus. Number 7 is the one you want to look at. So click on there. Let's see. Just click on the section COVID-19. And we're at the very top, it says 230 links. And then scroll down to number 7. 9 pages. Hundreds of side effects being revealed after the Food and Drug Administration lost a lawsuit and Pfizer was mandated by a judge to publish the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. 9 pages, single space. Print that out and show it to your doctor. Just read it yourself. It's shocking. It's scary. Right there at number nine, we got one of Dr. Mike Yaden's articles. Dr. Mike Yaden was a vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Pretty serious credentials. He says, don't get the COVID-19 vaccination. Don't get the COVID-19 vaccination booster. Don't get the clot shots. That's what he says. Moving on from there, if you're tired of being tired, your engine cleaner will help. Only $285 should be included to American zip codes. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, yes, it will help. There's about 1% chance it won't. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. No sweat, GI. If you already have an engine cleaner, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're elegant, they're warm and cozy. You can use them not only on your bed, but on your sofa, your recliner, your work seat where you work, and your car seat. Only $85 shipping included to American zip codes. Everything's available at my website. You can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of ReadyPure Water Filter Company. He is the manufacturer of a complete line of water filters, ranging from the stainless steel countertop water filter, the ReadyPure, to the whole house water filter systems. And we need to remind people, if they take a shower or a bath using public water that has sodium fluoride in it, they're really poisoning themselves, aren't they, Kirk?
There's been a lot of studies that show that the body can actually absorb up to a gallon of water from an average shower or bath. So I would say that's pretty significant. You're absolutely correct. Hey, I'm wondering on the energy cleaner, how often do you recommend a battery change?
Well, what I do with mine, I typically have about two or three of them in service at any given moment. I make a paper tag, put it on the side with the date to change the batteries after 1 year. The reason you want to do that is, no matter what batteries you get, the highest quality copper top, it doesn't matter. They all eventually do leak. And when they leak, they cause damage.
I see.
And that's an issue. So,
because my lights are still working, but it's been about a year and a half, and I have a feeling that it's not doing what it used to do, so I'm going to change them out. Is that eight batteries that are in there, or is it more?
It's nine batteries.
Nine. Okay, that's right.
We recommend the Dollar Store House Brand or Dollar Tree House Brand. They're carbon zinc, and they work the best.
Well, there's plenty of those stores around.
Right. Yeah, I was new to
They're putting one up every 5 miles.
The nearest community to me is by Burnham, Missouri. And they've had a dollar store there for 10-plus years. Now there's a new Dollar Tree about to open. Right. It's going to be interesting to see the competition between these two stores in a county that only has less than 700 people. So there'll be some interesting sales going on, I'm sure, with one trying to beat out the other. But yeah, the house brand carbon zinc batteries work the best, never use the rechargeable batteries. They don't do very well at all.
It's time to change my batteries. What a great device, folks! If you haven't experienced that energy cleaner, I mean, it is a phenomenal device, extremely well made, very simplistic, and the mattress pad that John provides is second to none in terms of those types of products. And I've seen many, and it's extremely, extremely well done. Highly recommend it.
Well, thank you, Kirk. And, of course, you're speaking from experience, aren't you?
I am.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, we're in the middle of winter. You're in North Carolina. What's winter been like there for you so far?
It's been interesting. I mean, we had that one very, very cold, spell, which most people did across the country. I had two incidences in two of my buildings, even though they're heated. And it was an interesting situation. So I've still got a plumbing repair or two to finish. But I tell you, it's the weather has been up and down. I mean, so many people have various colds and different things happening, and I think they're a result of those big temperature swings. And it looks like the weather's going to be pretty temperate over the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens here later in February.
All right. Well, we had a cold spell here. It lasted about 8 or 10 days, where it was below zero, and it was rough, but that's gone. Yesterday it was so nice. I had the Triumph out and made a drive to Bixby, Missouri to have a little dish of ice cream and talk to the folks that run the Bixby store. Been there more than a century. And so it was very pleasant. And it'll be up and down now for about 8 or 10 weeks. And then springtime will be here, won't it?
It will. Is there a current photo on your website of that Triumph?
I believe there is. I think the most current one is probably there. And I think if we scroll down there at my website, I'm scrolling down now, I think there's a fairly current photograph of it. It went through, I hit a deer last summer, and from the doors forward, it's all new. Which is nice. It's just like it came from the factory, and from the doors back, it's still in pretty nice condition.
What year is that?
1969.
Wow.
1969.
Great. Awesome. Like a four-speed or?
Four-speed, six-cylinder, you know.
Nice.
Paul Newman, it was his favorite race car. Paul Newman was a amateur racer.
Sure.
And let's see. Well, I'm not seeing it. It's not popping out here real quick.
I really like Paul Newman, you know, his image anyway. I don't know.
People under age 40 don't even know who Paul Newman was.
Well, what a shame.
He was one of the biggest movie stars ever for a very good reason. He was had some excellent movies that he did. And I think most people know him now because of the salad dressing. Newman's own salad dressing.
Yeah, we've got a bottle or two in the house, too.
Yeah, I'm not. It looks like the links for my Triumph are not on there at the moment. I'll talk to my webmaster about that.
I'd love to see a picture of it. I looked at something maybe last year and couldn't really get a complete handle on, you know, the color and stuff, but I'd certainly love to see it. I love old vehicles.
Well, I got a custom magnetic bumper sticker that says the following: windshields are for sissies. Because the Triumph.
It doesn't have a windshield?
No, sir.
Oh, great. Do we wear goggles or what do you do?
It's got what's called racing windscreens. They're about the size of a loaf of bread, one for the driver, one for the passenger.
My goodness.
About the size of a loaf of bread. And they deflect the wind over the top of your head. And, it's a whole different experience, I assure you. Driving 60 miles an hour with no windshield.
Oh, sure.
Is a whole different experience in an automobile.
Well, you know, I've got my Harley, so I have some experience with that. And boy, I tell you, some of those insects feel like birds, you know, if they hit you in the right spot.
Yeah, well, a June bug at 60 miles an hour could ruin your whole day, hit you in the cheek.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've had it happen.
Well, the video of me making my most recent parachute jump is there, but I don't see any photographs of the Triumph. We'll have to work on that with my webmaster.
When was that parachute jump?
That was July of 2017, just before I went to Prague to be rewarded the Prague.
Well, listen, we'd like to see a more recent one, you know, if you have it.
That just may happen, although the marvelous Mrs. Moore may have some input into that.
I bet. Yeah, the adventures in us, you know, would like to continue doing, you know, a lot of these things. And sometimes it just gets to be silly, you know, as you age. But I'm with you.
Well, I think not that I'm any fan of George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush, but he made a parachute jump once a year until I think the last year of his life.
Interesting.
Of course, his first parachute jump was when his airplane in World War II got shot up and he had to bail out over the South Pacific. His father really didn't want him going into that war, but he was all full of...
Prescott, you mean? Or?
Yeah, Prescott, who probably could and should have been tried for treason with the thing.
Yeah, I don't care for any of them, quite frankly. I mean, I respect the rank of president, you know, as a soldier, but... You know, my affections don't go much beyond that.
Yep. Looks like I'm just scrolling up and down here. Looks like the Triumph photos were not moved over to the redoing the website, but we'll get that squared away here.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. What color is it, John? Is it red? Or?
Oh, here it is, right next to the Muslim woman. Let's see if I'll click on this. Here we go. Yeah, it's there. It's hard to find, but there's some photos, I think. There's right now, they're blank spaces. We're still working. It's a work in progress.
Is it red, the color?
It's white. It's white.
Oh, nice. With a black roof?
There is no roof.
Oh, there's no roof. Oh, okay.
Well, no, you can't have roof without a windshield.
So it doesn't have a fold-down top at all. It's just it's like a real roadster.
It's in storage. The fold-down top is black, and it's in storage.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Black, so did they come without a windshield?
No, the way they were manufactured, it's real easy. You just unbolt two bolts, and it pops right off.
Ah, I see.
Same thing.
So the windshield and the top kind of go together, and you add them when you want them, but you can take them completely off.
Precisely. My first Triumph, my TR3, had a windshield that would pop right off. You turn two screws on each side, half a turn, and the windshield popped right off. That's the way they're made, to make it easy to get.
Very interesting. Off. Yeah, I've never ridden in one. I mean, I've seen them, but I've never had a chance to ride in one.
Well, like I say, it's a whole different feeling. Very few people have ridden in an automobile with no windshield, almost none. Even most sports car drivers have never driven an automobile without a windshield. But I've had several, and that's one of my passions is enjoying a beautiful drive with a beautiful woman sitting next to me. And it's just, for me, it's fun. Anyway, Kirk, there's a lot of controversy right now in California about the cattle ranchers and the chicken ranchers can't get the feed because
I saw that.
Union Pacific isn't making deliveries. And they had excuses until the government ordered them to make deliveries. Then all of a sudden the excuses didn't matter and they could make deliveries. What's wrong with that picture?
I saw that. I saw that they did, claim that they were sending some, and I think only maybe one. One train car arrived.
One train. Well, right. I don't know how many cars on a train, but one train load. Well, they need about five or six. So they're getting the food to the chickens first because the chickens are more vulnerable more quickly than the cattle are. Of course, I live in cattle country here, but these are grass-fed beef. And as long as we get enough rain for enough hay, the ranchers are happy and the cattle are happy. But we go through these cycles where about once every 5 years there's enough of a drought that we have to import hay from other states. And it goes back and forth. Sometimes we export hay to Texas. Sometimes Texas exports hay to us.
Sure. And this particular company they were talking about in the article, I think this Foster Farms, they're really kind of like a feedlot operation where they probably have a lot more head, per acre than would be typical. So you probably can never feed it, based on the natural hay that's grown there, I would guess.
No. And it depends on an area. You can have one cow per 2 acres. You get farther west, it's one cow per 4 or 5 acres.
Wow.
The grass is more sparse.
Wow.
But, around here, 2 acres will feed a cow quite nicely.
Yeah, we've got quite a large grass-fed beef operation about maybe 6 miles from where we live, and boy, they've got, I bet they have 1,000 head of cows there, over the spread. It's pretty remarkable. And how big of a ranch this is considering the area that we're in, North Carolina, Virginia border. And they do a great job there, but boy, it's expensive. It's like $10 a pound now, I think, for ground beef, from them.
Well, the ranchers aren't getting that. That's retail level.
Right. That's retail. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Well, we have a lot to deal with this coming year. People have to be creative. There's going to be more home gardening probably since World War II when we had Victory Gardens and, people raising chickens. I'll probably get some chickens here myself, in the next few months, and already looking at different little chicken coops that I can buy and set up here. Dealing with predators is always a challenge. We have American eagles that live in the area, and nothing you can do about American eagles except put a fence up, an overhead fence, to keep them from taking the chickens and eating them, which American eagles will do that. So, and of course, there's raccoons and other dogs and whatever. They all think the chickens are tasty snacks. But they all can be dealt with as well. And I'll set up a chicken coop where I can get a rifle out the back window and shoot the predators when they show up. Raising food is fun, but it can also be challenging, can it, Kurt?
It can. It's definitely a work of discipline, you know, no question. I mean, we've got, I think we're down to about 10 or 12 chickens now. We had about 20 at one point. And, you know, the dogs, unfortunately, the chickens jumped out of, you know, a 6-foot fence all the way around the chicken house. But they're, you know, we did not have anything over the top, you know, which you mentioned. And consequently, I think only one or two of them are real jumpers. They fly out of there, and one of them got into the dogs, and three or four, you know, went off into the woods, and we couldn't locate them in time. But, you know, the ones that are producing now are great. And, you know, we have electric run to that area, but it's not fully hooked up yet. And that's one of the things I want to finish this next month, get some heat in there and boost the egg production.
We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, we got our last call here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to start something, and I'm not doing a good job of it because I'm busy this morning. But it's kind of coincidence that Biden went to Mexico City and is setting up meetings with Obrador and Justin Trudeau. And there's a rumor that he wants to start back up that treaty we had before that Trump got rid of. And, you know, that we're getting the money for that. Remember that? America, whatever they call that money that all three of us can use. But this is one thing that happened a year ago. They grounded all the planes because North Korea shot a, well, not all of them, but they shot a missile which landed in the ocean. But now Iran has a satellite where they can make all of their missiles go where they want them to. And so I think it would be a terrible thing if one of them shot a missile and it was detected that it was them. It could start a war. Am I making any sense at all?
Well, you're kind of all over the map there. You went from the Mexican conference to missiles being flying. So I'm not quite sure what your point is here, Pat.
Does Kirk understand what I mean?
Well, I think maybe you were talking about the proximity, you know, of that Iran vessel, you know, being close enough, you know, to North and South America to maybe inflict some damage. And is that what you were saying?
The what?
The closeness geographically of the Iran vessel to South America was close enough to inflict some damage. Is that what you were saying?
No, I didn't know that. I just know that Russia put up a satellite for Iran who claimed it was for their crops. But no. Then they said, and military. So they're not to be trusted. John knows that. But now they're all ganging up. And I kind of do think that... you're right about the Victory Garden. My granddaughter, excuse me, my one of my relatives has she had a prophetic dream about a Victory Garden. So I'll go for that. We could be settling on that. But I personally think that we have the power as Christians to stop this war. But that don't mean a whole bunch of people won't. They've already passed the point of no return to God, and it's going to be their problem.
Okay, Pat, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kirk, about 60 seconds to give your final comments here, sir, before we wrap up this segment.
Well, folks, we live in perilous times, and, you know, being prepared now is more important than ever. We still have the opportunity to do it. I want to remind everybody, $150 off this month in January on our now famous Ready Pure Emergency Gravity Fed Filter for Liberty Man listeners only.
All right. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week.
Okay. We have
congrats on the wedding.
Thank you, sir. We have a top of the hour break. I believe we'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.